This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And yes, it's Wednesday and it's time for Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. And, you know, it's like really interesting for me, you know, if you tell someone who's not a parent, and I mean, even jokes, there's certain jokes that you can only tell to another parent because people will think it's very inappropriate what you're doing if they are not a parent. And telling someone who's pregnant or even thinking about becoming a parent what it is like to be a parent is a very difficult thing to do. And I can even remember once I became a mom, even the whole birthing process and everything, I was quite angry at some of my friends that they didn't tell me certain things. And I was like, how the hell did you not tell me this? And one of my friends very firmly reminded me that she did, in fact, tell me a lot of the things that I claimed no one told me, that she did, in fact, tell me about it. And I realized that I very selectively chose what I wanted to hear and listen to. And that's often the case, is the fact that we are trying to prepare someone for something that they've never experienced before. And that's kind of, I think, how you take it in on your frame of reference. And if you haven't experienced, and I mean, even going from one child to two children is even difficult to explain to someone how your time is going to be framed. And I mean, there's too many variables also to even think about all the things to prepare someone with. So, and I mean, I was also one of those fantastically wonderful idiots that only read about pregnancy and didn't read about parenting a lot. So that was even worse, that I was concentrating so much on the pregnancy and not thinking about the actual, and I mean, pregnancy is actually a drop, if even that much, of your parenting journey, even though it feels like it will never end. The reality is it's such a small part of the parenting journey, and it's not even parenting. It's like just being yourself and getting a lot of nice attention. It's so nice. But in the same breath, like I said, it is difficult to prepare. So please, so many people, once you then become a parent, then you're like, how does this, why can anyone become a parent? There should be rules against just anyone becoming a parent. And in the same breath, you're like, why is there not a manual for this crap? That there's like, and I mean, you think also, oh, you could have so much time. Oh, anyway, like I said, I was a big idiot before I became a parent. Also, if I just think about the actual things that, you know, we've all have it. Like, and I would love for you to be part of this conversation. Those things that you said you will never do once you become a parent. You know, it's like, oh, I will never let my child rule my life. They're fitting into my life and whatever. Oh, all those fun things we said we would never do. Never put a kid in a car. Never give them an iPad when we're in a restaurant. Tick, 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 done it all. So please do share with me some of those things. And also, today's conversation is about preparing for parenthood. So share with us some of your insights, what you feel you should have known before you became a parent. I would love to. And also some funny things. That would also be great. Things that you thought you would never do. Like I said, I'll share some of my extensive list on that topic I can share with you. But yes, you can, of course, send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. But on the note also, like I said, preparing for parenthood, I do hope that my show, Bump and Beyond, is helping you create that manual a little bit. Because this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast on hivefm.com. So you have, I feel there's already quite an extensive amount of topics that we've covered. So go have a look at hivefm.com and go have a look at some of the podcasts, and you can hopefully it helps you to prepare for what is coming. But I've brought in the big guns as usual to help me to talk about this wonderful topic of preparing for parenthood. Don't know how well, we're going to be able to do it, but we are going to try. And here to join me today is counseling psychologist and founder of The Parenting Partner. You can go Google that already. Fiona Doman. Hello, Fiona. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Yolandi. Thanks for having me. It's a great pleasure, and I hope really we can solve a few problems or at least get a few answers to some questions. But as you said, the experiences are so unique of every family, of every person. So I think that's why there's no one manual. We can just sometimes give what we experience and we learn from experience. So we like to share our experiences. I think there's also some therapy in that.
Yes.
You can find, you know, my struggle sometimes also it has value because I can share it with someone. But of course, as you said, Yolandi, it's sometimes difficult for new parents or parents to be to really put themselves in that situation that they have no idea really what it will all be about. My husband even also said, and I always say this is the famous last words, he also said, the baby will fit into our routine and our life, we won't fit into their life. And surprise, surprise, I think, that took us about a week to realize, oh, okay, no.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who made that mistake.
So it's so true. But, of course, there's some things that we can do, like in anything in life, like a new job or a new career choice or, you know, even like a race that you run. There's certain things that you can do to prepare yourself a little bit. And I think we can shed some light on that.
Yes. No, I really do think so. But I mean, you've also noted something now that for me is also something to remember going into parenthood. And even if you're a parent, I feel that that's already something that you can think about is the fact that there are so many variables and no parenting journey, even parenting with different children. I mean, I have two children and I feel that my parenting journey with each child is different, even though obviously I am the same parent. And there's just so many variables. And I think that's also something to keep in mind when you're thinking about the choices that you're making. And I've said this many times before, is that some of the things that you choose to do is your choice, but other things are not your choice always. And there's no like right path, I feel, as well, because you don't know which combination of actions and choices is going to be the most successful one or not. Mm-hmm. We're all just closing our eyes and hoping for the best. And some might call that faith. And mm-hmm. That's also fine, because it is also exactly that, is that we don't know what the right combination is, but I'm hoping again that my show and this show today is going to help to prepare you a little bit, but what do you think your new parents can expect when they're starting with the parenting journey?
Yeah, I think, Yolandi, I always like to make it a little bit like simple and just break it down into three parts. So I always say, you know, if it's more simplified, then you almost can understand it a little bit better and then you feel a little bit more prepared maybe, or it's just some basic information that you can fall back on. So, of course, I think the first thing will be a change in emotions. I think we also hear the stories of people, you know, that went through it, like we are also telling our stories now. But I think one emotion that really stands out for me is just that awe of being in awe and almost like it's almost an unbelievable experience, you know, and that sense of love and joy that comes with it. I think we shouldn't take away from that, because sometimes parents really have so much information that they feel like it's almost just things to tick off the list and to go through in my mind, that they almost miss the joy of the experience, you know. So I think you have to take time throughout the day to just take it all in, even when it's going rough, to say, you know, this will also pass, but this is still such a joy and such a miracle.
No.
And of course, along with that, you are going to have times of excitement and times of worry, you know, and concern. And of course, there can be a little bit of like worry and, like I said, concern, a little bit of anxiety, especially being a first-time mom. But I think also along with that is sometimes self-doubt. And that is the thing. I always almost tell parents to think, just ask yourself, do I trust myself enough? And do I know that I have enough love for this baby that I will make the best choice? And that I am actually making the best choice that I can now with this information that I have now.
I can't wait to hear more on the emotions and the other two things that we need to focus on.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. It's brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
You are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And if you're only just joining me, I am talking about preparing you for parenthood. Again, I feel like an ongoing topic always is the whole point of Bump and Beyond is obviously to help you with parenthood and to prepare you for it. So if you missed the beginning, don't stress. This podcast and all my other shows are available on a podcast on Hive M. But as I said, also, please do share with me some of your insights and your experience as a parent and things that you wish you knew before you became a parent, or even those funny things that you said you would never do before you became a parent. And I really, you know, I have a couple of those. One of those things were definitely like for sure, because a friend of mine, she was driving with her child in the car at night to get them to sleep, like in the middle of the night. And I said, I would never do that. That's like Hawaii. And I did it. I for sure did it. You can, of course, send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. I would love to hear your insights. My guest today to help me to prepare you a little bit for parenthood is counseling psychologist and founder of The Parenting Partner, Fiona Doman. And before we went to ad break, Fiona, you were mentioning that what you can expect, you kind of break down in simpler pieces, and you were talking about the emotional side, specifically starting with emotions that are obviously different. And I always say that when it comes to emotion is that for me, being a mom or a parent, probably, it's not just moms, is really always feeling two conflicting emotions at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think in the beginning, your logical brain tries to sort it out. And that's part of the reason why it's exhausting, because you're constantly feeling the self-doubt, like you say, and feeling like a machine at the same time, because you just pushed out the very big thing out of a very small hole, and your body is amazing and you're breastfeeding and it's so cool, and also feeling like angry and thinking, what the hell was I thinking that this is a good idea, constantly at the same time. And that logic is just trying to figure it out. And to be honest, one of my top tips is, the sooner you accept that there will always be conflicting emotions at the same time, you're going to level up as a parent, and it's going to take a lot of like weight off you. It is actually quite normal to feel more than one emotion at the same time. Allow it. Yes. So on that note, is that all you want to say on emotions, or what's the next thing that we need to think about when we expect parenting?
Yeah, I think on emotions also, Yolani, I would say that just like a heads up, that baby blues in those first first two weeks, you can say more or less, that's when the emotions are very up and down. It's almost like a roller coaster. So one moment you are crying, the next moment you are very happy. So that's also normal. And I think that's also something that throws people, because they don't know themselves to be that way.
Yeah.
And now they feel like they are losing it almost. But I can tell you that about 50 to 80% of new mothers experience it. And in my view, even more. I almost say when I want to say if I talk to friends or clients, most of them experience that.
I also think so. I'm surprised that it's not 100%. Maybe those people who experienced it and say they didn't, they were just a lot more emotional before already.
Yeah.
Or tuned with their emotions already beforehand.
Yeah, so it didn't maybe throw them that much.
Yeah.
But that can be daunting, because I think it is something that it just comes up and you almost have no control over it. But that's true, that you can just then acknowledge it, say, you know, I'm feeling sad today, and it's okay to feel sad, to give yourself permission, because it's not a thing that will not go away. It's not a constant. And then, of course, also postpartum depression, but that usually only starts like within, let's say, more or less, yeah, by week 4 or 5, you can expect to feel those emotions if it will come up. And that's really the main symptom there, is almost like sadness and crying. So it's totally different than from baby blues, because it's really crying a lot, feeling sad, almost feeling guilty, feeling a little bit anxious. So a lot more like heavy, constant heavy emotions. So, of course, more or less 3 out of 8 women, they say, will experience that. Yes. So it's also quite a lot. But, of course, there's help. You can get medication, you know, that's also safe for breastfeeding. You can go to therapy. Even sometimes it's just a change in the routine, or you need a little bit more support, or a new way to think about the whole situation, that can actually also alleviate that quite a lot.
Yeah. I also think that's a good topic for us to, again, also just talk about postnatal depression in a future show.
Definitely. I think because that will also break the stigma of, you know, when I feel there's something is wrong with me, or I shouldn't feel this way because I'm supposed to be happy and on a high.
Yeah.
I think that will also help with that, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think more or less self-doubt, you know, and those scary emotions, conflicting emotions, I would say, those are the things to look out for. Cognitively, of course, you are going to start to think totally different about everything. You are going to question things that you never questioned before. You will question your own ability. You will question your relationships. You will question people's behavior. You will question your own decisions. So a lot of just figuring it out almost. Mm. And that's normal, because you are in a new stage of life. You are becoming almost a new parent or a new person. It's an additional role that you are taking on.
No offense to the people who don't have children, but I do feel that you level up as a person when you have children, because it does. It's a whole new aspect of yourself that you are creating that is also beautiful and wonderful and terrifying at the same time.
Yes. I always say, you know what, it's almost like becoming a teenager.
Yeah. Right?
So there's so many hormones and emotions going on. There's new exciting things that's happening. So that's why, and we know teenagers can get moody. So why can't you also get a little bit moody when you are becoming a parent?
Oh, I like that.
So
I just don't like the fact that I have to take the responsibility for the money that I'm spending and not my parents. That's slightly different than teenage years.
Also something to get used to.
Yes, unfortunately.
But you know what? And I think also sometimes even the change in your thought patterns can throw you a little bit. Because also what research actually says, a few studies have shown that even your gray matter, a mother's gray matter in her brain actually changes. And the parts of her brain, the parts of her brain that's more focused on the what's happening in her environment is heightened. And that's for survival. So almost to tune in on the baby's cries, to tune in on other sounds that can probably be a danger. So you are on high alert, and that part of the brain is actually in overdrive. While the parts, and especially the parts that's more, let's say, for instance, the functioning for verbal memory specifically, they say, actually goes down, because you don't really need that. You don't need to remember facts.
I'm still to this day. I mean, I have to say now my kids are 10 and 12. It's finally, I feel, coming back.
Yeah.
But for a very long time, that was not an important function in my brain.
Yes. If it's not important and it's not relevant to now and helping yourself and your baby and your family, you forget it. And I think people also, it also scares them, because they are used to almost be on top of things, and now all of a sudden they want to plan but they can't, you know, and their thoughts are running. But that's just your brain, also a bit of differences in the hormones and everything that's also causing that. No. So that can throw people a little bit. And then, of course, also just questioning everything.
No.
But it's not bad. I always say, actually, it's very normal. You should do that. You are becoming a new person. You are going into a new role. So you have to do that.
No, no, and I mean, it really is, like you said, for me, like questioning things is definitely, and I mean, it is, isn't questioning something learning? And it is learning a new skill and learning new things, like I said, about yourself. It's so wonderful. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today, my guest is Fiona Doman, who's a counseling psychologist and founder of The Parenting Partner. And we're talking about preparing for we're trying to help you to prepare for parenthood. Let me say that. If you've only just joined us and you missed the beginning of the conversation, don't worry. It will be available on highfm.com as a podcast. This show and all the other shows on highfm is available as podcast. So you can actually always be entertained and always get ready for different things. And there's really great topics that we have covered already on this show. So, yeah, it is very nice. So, I know I just want to clarify, Fiona, you were talking about first emotions and now also the cognitive changes that is happening. Did I miss something? You said there was three things.
No, actions, I think the main thing there are, you know, I think also like self-care, of course, and I think we will talk about that. That really needs attention because you are taking care of your baby, but you should be taking care of yourself. I always tell clients taking care of yourself is actually taking care of the baby also.
Yeah.
So self-care definitely at the top of the actions, I would say really make time for that. And of course, sometimes, and most people will say they also, if they can have a bit of a routine. And some people are not really prone to having a routine, but it does help in those first few weeks or months, just so that you can feel a bit more in control. But of course, apart from that, you also need to be adjustable and you have to adjust to sometimes knowing, okay, this is my routine, but here and there, I should be able to say, okay, there's a gray area. So I'm also foreseeing some things that might happen. Yeah. So I think also just being adjustable.
And I mean, it is really funny because now recently with my son, I was explaining to him routines because he doesn't understand why he needs to be organized and have routines and things like that. And for me, what helps is, and I think this is something, and you've just mentioned, your memory is really horrible as a mom and your brain is prioritizing what is important and you're forgetting those things. And I think that is where routines and habits really make a huge difference. Because if you really think about it, like more often than not, we brush our teeth in the morning and in the evening without even thinking about it because it's part of our routine. We drink coffee in the morning without even thinking about it because it's part of our routine. And definitely a baby coming into your life, you're going to sometimes forget to brush your teeth. but the thing is to get back into those kind of routines. And I feel that's where it is. It actually takes the thinking away from certain actions. And you need the capacity for your brain to rest about not sweating about the small stuff. It just kind of happens. And that's why these habits and routines are so helpful. It's not about being anal and I'm now in a routine or whatever. Because on the flip side, like you said, you do need to be flexible. And I, as a sleep consultant, say that to parents all the time. You have a baby, not a robot. There is too many variables in a day to have a strict super routine. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you need to have a flow to the day and that's going to help you. But in the end, you need to be flexible because sometimes a nap's going to be 40 minutes and sometimes it's going to be 2 hours. You won't be able to plan anything properly because there's too many variables.
That's very true. That's very true. I like the idea of having a flow and having a little bit of a plan. That also almost gives us a sense of safety and predictability.
Yes. But and again, takes out the thinking of what needs to happen. Yes. And that's for me, even with planning. Yes, maybe planning your dinner for the week. Yes, it's going to take you a moment to think about it for an hour, but the rest of the week you don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
So you've got this extra time, like 5 to 10 minutes a day, where you don't have to think about that, which it is, it sounds so silly, but it's such a wonderful rest for the brain.
And that's the thing. I think sometimes with a new baby, people think it's only about the physical rest or taking a physical break, but it's actually also taking mental breaks.
Yes.
And planning for that and saying, okay, I have to also keep my mind busy with something different than the stresses and all of that.
Yeah.
So I think also that goes hand in hand with what to expect is actually a lot of changes in your normal routine, but also in terms of your energy, the amount of energy you have, the amount of time you have for certain things. But of course, that with a little bit of planning and support from your partner or the family, it's doable. I think you must just go there to sit, like you said, take a half an hour and plan a little bit, because it's going to save you here and there a few minutes, and that will help to give you those mental or physical breaks that you need.
No, and also go pee a little bit longer than what you should. It is allowed. It definitely is allowed. Also, you mentioned already now with actions that need to be taken is also taking care of yourself. And I think, I mean, self-care also, I feel like it puts pressure also for me on mom sometimes when we say things like self-care. Because the reality is it is difficult, especially in that newborn phase, that first 3 months, to actually prioritize basic things like washing your hair, brushing your teeth, all those things, properly eating, getting the... And sometimes I feel it's become now such a thing, self-care. that it's gone in the opposite direction, for lack of a
better word. Creating pressure.
Yeah, it's creating pressure that you have to now take a moment to go on a spa day or something. So what do you think is important when it comes to self-care? Why is it important?
Yeah, I do think, Yolandi, I think there's a concept about taking 5. So it can either be 5 minutes, it can be 55 minutes, it can be 5 hours if you have that luxury. But I think
with a new baby, 5 hours.
But it's good. Some people say, you know, we need, I know there's a couple that I heard about that said just they need their time alone. And from the beginning, they made that part of the routine. So it was beforehand, they said, before the baby even arrived, they made plans and they got their support system together to say that once a week we need the, like lunch together or whatever.
Nice.
Yes, and you need that.
Yes, you definitely do.
I think people should remember that they are parents, but that's not everything that you are all of a sudden. You are still a separate individual with your old interests, with your old relationships also, the previous relationships. So I think if you do not make time for those, you are going to feel more and more that you are losing yourself.
Yeah.
And in a sense, then you think, okay, but I'm always present with my family. I'm always physically there. I never take a break. You know, I'm doing the best I can. But are you actually really present? You are physically there maybe, but you are not mentally there because you are so tired. You feel like you are losing yourself. So I think, you know, I always say the first step is to know yourself, to know your boundaries, to know when you are not coping. And I think that's also not like a, you know, it's not a secret or anything. It's not a like a hocus pocus, I don't know when I'm not coping. You know when you are not coping.
Yeah.
So I always say, you know, go and think about, even before and while you are pregnant, think about like what are my boundaries and what do I need? If there's just one thing you can highlight and say, this is really what I need to do, then plan for that.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, you are on 101.9 Chai FM with me, your host Yolandi Becker, and we're talking how to prepare for parenthood. Oh, we have been talking. You've missed most of the show. Don't worry. It's available as a podcast on highfm.com because it's been a really great talk, I feel. Even though I feel like I've shared a lot about my own insights as well. But that's why I'm the host. I'm allowed to talk a lot, luckily. My guest today is Fiona Doman, who's a counseling psychologist. And before we went to the break, she was talking about the importance of self-care and also knowing yourself. And she also has a lot of workshops on this as well, and how to take care of yourself. And like I said, sometimes it puts a little bit of pressure on yourself. But also what you were mentioning, and before you go, I feel we do need to touch on this, is that the relationship with your partner is also, I feel, something that really changes. And you also said it, we have to remind ourselves that we're not just moms. We're also still ourselves, and self-care is important, but we're also still someone's partner. Mm-hmm. And there will be, I feel, a period where it is not the same. And you can allow for it. You're also not going to feel very attractive initially and blah, blah, blah. There's lots of things initially. But at one point, I do feel we need to segue into making it a priority. How is it? How does the relationship change, and how can we help, and when should we start thinking about it a little bit?
Yeah. I think, Yolandi, it's almost like a dance, and there's a rhythm change or a song change when there's a baby. And now everybody needs to adjust. So, of course, sometimes you will step on each other's toes because you are both growing into that new role, and you are also changing your relationship because now you are co-parents, you can say, more or less.
Yes.
Where you were previously just partners, you know, and romantic partners. But now you have to almost tackle this situation or this little human being as a team.
Yes.
And that's the thing also. They say couples who actually see these challenges only as challenges and not as something like that it's beginning of the end for them, or, you know, they can't overcome this. Almost like if you can just reframe what you are experiencing as it's a challenge, and let's see how we can approach this.
That's together.
Yeah, that's a good start. And what I really get a lot in the sessions that I do is that sometimes dads do not know what's allowed and what's not allowed. It's almost like they are waiting for the mom to take the lead, and maybe the wife is not necessarily used to taking the lead, and now she's searching for that lead from him, and he's not giving that. So I think it's really always, always about communication. Sometimes really I find that couples are struggling with the exact same thing. They are experiencing the exact same emotions, but they aren't talking. They are waiting for it all to boil up, and then they explode, and then it's almost like, I don't have energy for this. Let's just leave it. So that's also why time together is so important, so that you can, while you're calm, while the baby's sleeping, whatever, or on your date, then talk about the things that you are really struggling with, where you need help. And be specific. You know, sometimes it's really just you have to say, I need more help with the cleaning of the kitchen.
Yes.
For instance. So sometimes it's really just practical things that you can mention. But also, of course, they say if there's a sense of chaos in the household, or one partner has that way of creating chaos, or everything is always chaotic, or they blow things up in their mind even, or how they speak about it, that can also really take away from the relationship quality
and
teamwork that's needed. So I think really to almost connect, make time for each other, see each other as really good friends. They also say if you were friends before you got married and before a baby, that's also a very good thing to take into the marriage.
Yeah. I think that is so, I love that. I love, love, love what you were saying just now, Fiona. And I think the important thing is for me that also talking to your partner is very important. Like you said, communication. But I can also just add to that to say that as a mom, sometimes we also have to give our husbands the opportunity to do stuff. Sometimes we know we can change a diaper quicker. We know we can put them to bed quicker. And sometimes we just take over a little bit and we don't even give them a chance.
Yeah.
Even if they don't do it the same as you, doesn't mean it's the wrong way to do it. They're not going to get better at it if you don't give them the opportunity. Fiona, it was so great to have you here today. And for sure, we need to further this conversation and the postnatal conversation. So you need to come back again. But in the meantime, where can people reach you and find you?
Yeah, well, they can go onto social media and check out the parenting partner, as you said, or they can WhatsApp even. That's also fine. I don't know if you will share the information or must I give my number?
You can maybe just give your website. Is it for Fiona Doman?
Yeah, .co.za.
And they can get all the information there. Yes. Thank you so much, Fiona. Have a wonderful day.